Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we're going to talk to Jerry Flanagan. Apparently, we're just having veterans that kick ass on the show today.
Our next guest is an Army veteran who launched his company, J-Dog Junk Removal in Hall, a veteran-run and operated company repurposing and recycling up to 80% of discarded items instead of sending them into landfills, in 2011. Now with 250 locations across the United States. And now he's the host of the new Discovery show making its debut this Sunday night, Operation Hidden Treasures. Please welcome, Jerry Flanagan.
Jerry, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What part of the service were you in? What branch?
I was in the Army.
All right. We just had a Marine on who's a friend of the show. He's close to Kansas City from Warrensburg, just up the road. He won season one of Tough as Nails over on CBS. Now he's helping host it on season three. So, we're a very veteran-friendly show today because you've got a TV show on Discovery, and you're the creator of J-Dog Junk Removal in Hall, but I didn't realize you have 250 franchises around the country?
Yes, sir. Yep, we're all over the country.
And owned and operated by veterans, and it's jdogjunkremoval.com. But what you guys do is you are, like, we've all seen those guys will come in and empty out houses, empty out storage spaces, get rid of stuff. But then instead of throwing it away and destroying it, you repurpose it and get it right to help others.
Yeah, we haul in the junk from residential and businesses, and we get it to people in need. We match it up with someone who has lost their apartments or fire damage or just someone that's moving that needs help. We'll put some touch on it and get it in the right hands.
So this show is kind of part Pickers, part Monster Garage, part Dream Factory. Like, there's just a lot of good aspects to it.
Yeah, it's also part Antique Roadshow because we have an auction piece in the show that when we auction off this junk, we donate the money to our foundation, J-Dog Foundation.
See, and I'm a weirdo. For the weirder, the better. The more strange and eclectic, the better. That is the stuff I love. Is that how you got into this?
No, actually, I got into it because I needed a job.
Right.
The recession took me out of my other business, so I bought a trailer, I had a Jeep, and I started hauling junk while I was looking for a real career. And when people found out that I was a military veteran, my phones blew up. They all wanted the veteran-owned business to come in their home and haul away the junk.
Sure.
So that's how.
No, dude, don't you wish our own government took care of veterans the way our citizens wish to?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that are broken out there. But, you know, we as a private citizen, we got to just do what we need to do for each other.
That's right.
As investors, we care about veterans.
That is right. No, I feel the same way, man, because it is a wonderful thing that you guys are all veteran-owned and run, but now you've got all these franchises around the country. So if someone, like, talk to me about this abandoned boat, because boats are notoriously hard to refinish.
Yeah, I mean, the type of stuff that we work on, really, we try not to refinish things that just are out of our league. You know, we're talking about lightly used furniture, you know, couches, things that we can patch up and store and then get resent out. So we don't go too crazy in the repurposing other than we just fix things up that we can, you know, we can donate easily.
So tell me about the boat.
Oh, the boat, yeah. So the boat basically is 20 years old, and it was sitting in the woods for 20 years. And a customer bought a house, and they needed to get rid of it, and we knew – of a woman veteran, and her son. They loved to fish. They needed a boat, so we power washed it up, patched it up, changed the seats out, and donated.
Yeah, because when you say a boat set out for 20 years, that is never an easy redo. And I love that you're humble, but I've been a part of a couple boat redos. I've watched them do it, and, man, that takes a lot of man hours, and it takes somebody with a bit of knowledge to understand how it goes.
Yeah, we have a pretty handy crew here at J-Dog. These guys have put their hands on a lot of different things, and we put it together. It really wasn't too bad. It took a few hours. But the boat works, and you'll see it in the episode how exciting her son is when he sees the boat. It was a surprise, and it was great.
So if you guys are just joining and trying to follow what we're talking about, so it's part Antique Roadshow, part Pickers, part these are veterans helping other veterans and other people. Somebody's down on their luck. They need a hand, and everything from refinishing furniture. Because, I mean, hell, man, your house burns down. We've all seen it. We do a thing called Hope for the Holidays here, and it covers these things because there's a lot of people that fall between the cracks. There's many great charities out there, but there's no charity that says, hey, you should have a boat, even though what a wonderful thing to bring that family together and provide them a little relief and a little joy in their hearts, you know?
And that's what it is. It's providing some relief for people that just can't afford to get the right type of furniture, or they can't afford to, you know, take the next step. And if we can take that pressure off them and also keep these items out of a landfill, you know, we're solving a lot of problems.
All right. So what else are we going to see? Who else are you going to help on the show that we can talk about?
Well, one of the episodes, we have a veteran that was just finishing up a rehab situation, and basically he was moving to an apartment, and we were able to go in and furnish him. He lost a fellow brother in the war, except for an IED. And he's got injuries, and they discuss PTSD and some of the things he's gone through, and it's a really emotional, touching story. But it's great to help out those type of people.
And what I found in life, and I'm sure that you will see this on your show, it's not the amount of money, it's not the lottery, it's not about winning a prize. Sometimes it's just simply about another human being acknowledging you and talking to you, and you're not invisible anymore. You're not alone. Somebody does care about you. And, man, that's probably a gift greater than any boat, any furniture, anything else you can do. That acknowledgement of a human, man, that I think that's what happens with humans, man, with people. They get behind, they get down, they get really broken, and then they lose touch because it's tough for people to see people who are down on their luck, even homeless people. We look away. Why? Because it's so uncomfortable. To acknowledge them and to help them is probably the greatest gift you can.
Yeah, we're all human beings here, and you don't know what the other person has gone through. So, you know, we're going to do our part here at J-Dog with this television series so we can let the country know there is help out there. You know, if you go to our website, jdog.com, we can reach out to one of our local J-Dogs, and they're going to be able to help out in a lot of ways.
All right, so tell me about the weird stuff you find. Anything great?
I think we define weird stuff, right? I mean, you know, one of the weird things I found, I found a photo in the back of somebody's yard because it used to be a waterway. I guess 150 years ago, it was actually water back there with boats. So the customer said, you know, I need you to get this anchor out of here. And it took me about 4 or 5 hours to dig it out. But that was definitely one of the strangest things that I had personally picked up. But there's just so many items that it just goes on.
I got a buddy with bought a building, and there's a safe in it, and it's because it's by the Badger Company. Nobody will touch it because those had either picric acid, which is an explosive on the inside to keep it from being tampered or stolen or broken into, or tear gas, which degrades into some pretty terrible mustard gas level stuff. And so literally they can't open it, they can't touch it, they can't do anything with it because it was a terrible idea, but it lasted for a few years. These companies were doing these break-in proof. If you try to break into our safe, it'll explode and kill you.
What's that?
Yeah, but isn't it just, I love weird stuff, man. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. Now, you're saying you're auctioning it off to support the organization.
Yeah, my wife does an auction piece in every episode, so you'll see anything from the original Sports Illustrated collection to the arcade games. There's all kinds of really neat stuff with typewriters, collectibles, and you'll see that on our website. You'll see it in the TV show. It airs Discovery Channel 8 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, this Sunday, and that's a great time for people sitting around drinking coffee and look at each other and say, I need to get some junk removed out of my house after I watch this episode.
Have you got a franchise in Kansas City?
We do. We do have a franchise out there. So if you just put the zip code in on the website, you'll be able to reach out to our local franchise there.
They're all called J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling?
Yes, sir.
Excellent, man. You know what? Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your service, and I look forward to seeing the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.